right. Good morning and welcome after the three-day U.S. weekend. Stocks look to rebound after back-to-back weekly losses. Big swings in the futures markets with all eyes on Russia. Crude oil bounces back. Macy's, Home Depot, and Krispy Kreme moving on earnings and much, much more. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd. And if this is your first time, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And on a typical morning, Marcus and I, we're looking at the markets and news with watchful eyes. With more than 47 years of trading experience, we're sifting through news, websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go right here live to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And if this is your first time, I know it can be a little overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that we'll link in the video description. It's a great place to get started if you're new to these videos and also new to the strategies that we use here at Rockwell. But let's go ahead and let's get to the charts here and see what's going on in the markets. Let me do this. There we go. And the first thing we're looking at here is the S&P 500. Now, the S&P 500, we see back-to-back losing days to wrap up the week. Yesterday was a U.S. holiday, so no trading for the S&P and for U.S. stocks, although futures did see a short trading session. So the S&P finishing the week down 0.7%. The Dow down 0.7%. This is where we ended up on Friday. Also seeing, back-to-back losing days, so three losses as we wrapped up the week. The NASDAQ down back-to-back losing days and finishing Friday down 1.2%. So not a nice way to wrap up the week. It looks like traders really weren't interested in being long going into the holiday weekend. Now for the week, where did that put us? Well, the NASDAQ was down 1.8% for the week. The Dow was down 1.9% and the S&P down 1.6%. So we see here on a weekly chart, we're pulling back. We're trying to find some support here. It looks like we're testing these lows. The initial push lower, a lot of it had to do with the Fed and the focus there and some earnings coming out that was less than ideal with concerns over rising prices and inflation and forward guidance not as hot as expected. And then the tables turned and the focus turned to Russia. So the real focus right now as we head into the week and a lot of what drove the market overnight and yesterday in the short trading session had to do with Russia. I'm going to go to a 5-minute chart here and we'll zoom out a little bit because I want to show what this trading looked like. Now, this is where we ended up on Friday. And we see here that Sunday, when U.S. futures opened up, we had this sideways move and then a bit of a rally. We saw a peak here in the overnight session as Europe began trading and then a slide. And this is where we had a short trading day yesterday because of the holidays and futures. And then in overnight trading, dipping lower. And look at these swings here from yesterday all the way down here. We see that there is a 2% swing. We rallied up 1%. And now we're kind of finishing flat here. So if I go back to a daily chart here, I wouldn't say finishing. We're starting the day, of course. But look at this range that we had. So this is basically showing yesterday and today for the futures markets. And now, even though we were down significantly yesterday and overnight, futures have bounced back a little bit. So we'll talk more about that. But what's going on? Well, with the focus being on Russia, Russia President Vladimir Putin said Monday that he would recognize the independence of two breakaway regions in Ukraine. And this, you know, potentially had an impact on talks with President Joe Biden. That was up in the air, but something that was being considered if Putin did not invade. And this announcement was followed by news that Biden was set to order sanctions on separatist regions of Ukraine, with the European Union also vowing to take measures. Now, Putin later ordered forces into the breakaway regions, and that's why we saw those futures markets really dipping. Well, Ukraine's president said Tuesday his country wants peace but won't give up its land. And the UK on Tuesday announced targeted economic sanctions against five Russian banks and three wealthy individuals. US sanctions are also expected to be announced today. Germany also said that it will halt certification of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was designed to bring natural gas from Russia directly to Europe. Germany's chancellor said that Germany won't accept recognition of the two self-proclaimed pro-Russian separatist regions in Ukraine. So what does all this mean? Well, it looks like with that move into these two regions, markets did not like that, and that's why we are lower. And now I would say that markets are hopeful, maybe that with the sanctions Russia rethinks things, possibly, maybe so, maybe not, but futures do not look as worried, or markets do not look as worried as they did yesterday in the short session and overnight. So we'll see what that means for the week and see where we start the week with it being a short trading week as we approach the open. Now, I also want to take a look at the economic calendar, see what's in store for us. And here we see that we have a bunch of medium impact reports. Consumer confidence reported today, as well as flash manufacturing PMI. Now you see that the nothing on Wednesday, and then Thursday we do have preliminary GDP. So this is a bigger report for us. 8:30 a.m. Thursday morning. This is Eastern time. Red flag report here. And then, you know, I guess that there were some notes that I started the wrong stream, but we're going to keep it as, see, I need you, Marcus. I need you. Hey, for those of you who are watching and are used to Marcus joining us, so Marcus is going to be back next week. He's spending some time with his daughter, and I'm taking over for him, and I believe that I might have accidentally started the wrong stream, or it was a mishap with scheduling. Either way, we'll take care of it. We'll make sure that the video gets uploaded correctly, and we'll make sure that tomorrow everything is set up and taken care of correctly. Anyway, we're going to continue here. So core PCE price index here, if I look at this one, you see that it's the PCE price index, which measures the change in price of goods and services purchased by consumers, excluding food and energy. You see that it also differs from core CPI in that it only measures goods and services targeted towards consumers towards items consumed by individuals, that is. You see that it's rumored to be the Fed's favorite inflation measure, but CPI is released about 10 days earlier. So this could be something that is a market mover on Friday, 8:30 a.m. So two items on the calendar. Earnings. We're wrapping up earnings. More than 400 S&P 5 companies have reported fourth quarter earnings. 77.7 have beaten analyst expectations, according to FactSet. Retail is also in the spotlight this week, with Home Depot and Macy's reporting today. Lowe's and Overstock reporting tomorrow, with Baba, Block, Coin, and Moderna on Thursday. Now let's look at a couple of movers as we approach the open here. And I'm going to start with Macy's. So Macy's up 5.6% pre-market. You see that Macy's in this trading range, now trading at the highs of this range. And that with a nice pre-market move after beating earnings estimates by 45 cents and reporting earnings per share of $2.45. There's also a revenue beat as well. To top it off, Macy's has authorized a $2 billion share buyback program, and they did announce a 5% dividend increase. So here we see that there was a bit of a range, and now Macy's at the top of this because of earnings. Let's take a look at Home Depot, another one reporting today, and we see that Home Depot down 3%. They actually nailed estimates with a 3.21 a share, 3 cents better than expected. Comparable store sales also beat estimates. They also reported better profit than expected. They even increased their dividend by 15%, but I guess traders wanted more with Home Depot down over 3% pre-market. So let's get another one, Krispy Kreme, DNUT, the ticker symbol. This one flat pre-market. They actually reported earnings that was a penny lower than expected, revenue better than expected. They said that they were able to offset wage and commodity inflation with price increases, so able to counterbalance the rising costs there. Krispy Kreme was up over a percent pre-market, but now looking to be flat as we approach the open. A few others, Houghton Mifflin, HMHC is the ticker. Up 15%. Look at this move. So is this an all-time? No, not an all-time high, but trade net highs not seen since 2016. And this comes after the publishing company agreed to be bought by a private equity firm, Veritas Capital, for $21 a share in cash, or about $2.8 billion. So not quite trading at $21. That's typical, though, because traders are pricing in the potential for a deal to fall through. But we see that with a pre-market move up to 20.84, that traders are really expecting that one to be completed, and a nice jump for HMHC. Let's look at SoFi, and here SoFi down 3.4%. The financial tech firm announced a deal to buy banking software maker TechAssist for about $1.1 billion, down 3.5%. SoFi believes the addition is going to generate up to $800 million in additional revenue through 2025. So could be a longer-term benefit for SoFi, but short-term, this is typical when companies are putting out money for a deal. The stock is usually dropping, and down about 3.5% on that news. Another one that's down, but not because they're buying anything, DraftKings down 4.3%, just having a real tough time. Not a good earnings report, and down 21% on Friday, adding to that today after Wells Fargo downgraded the stock to equal weight from overweight, and cut its price target from $41 a share down to $19. Wells Fargo is concerned with the company's path to profitability with a fast rise in expenses that the company now needs to be dealing with. So DraftKings getting beat up a little bit. So as we approach the open, futures are pointing to a slightly negative start, but well off of overnight lows, and that is good if you're a bull or long stock. Now, I was interested in maybe getting a little more of a downside move to be able to sell some puts for the wheel strategy, but I do have some calls to take a look at as well. So we're going to go ahead and move on over to our mastermind group, where I do have the right link, and look forward to doing some trading there. I do apologize for the incorrect link for any of you who were scrambling to find the stock market update. I'll make sure that that's taken care of for tomorrow, and we'll go ahead and get this posted under the right date for YouTube. So all is good. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update.